I'm Chris Parks with a check of sports here on KJAN. Boys State basketball tournament finished up yesterday in Des Moines. The state champions crowned in all classes. And here's a look at how it went. In Class 1A, it was Montezuma, the 7 seed, picking up a 44-41 win over North Lynn as the Braves went through the 1, 2, and 3 seeds on their way to that state championship. Great run for them as Montezuma wins the 1A title. In Class 2A, a battle of teams from the same community, the first time that this has ever happened in the history of the state tournament. Western Christian of Hull and Boyden Hull squaring off. Boyden Hull, the defending champion, but Western Christian, the winner this time, 56-50, the final there. Western Christian, your 2A champion. In Class 3A, Pella was able to knock off the one-seed Ballard 68-59 as Pella wins their third state championship. And in Class 4A, it was Waukee getting past Johnston 61-50. So the two-seed Waukee completes an impressive run there through the state tournament as they pick up that 4A title. Also afterwards, the All-State basketball or All-Tournament basketball teams were announced, and you can take a look at a list of those up on our sports page there at KJAN.com. Of course, no real area athletes there to note. Taking a look at other basketball on the college front, Luca Garza scored 24 points. Joe Wieskamp made two key baskets late, and number 5 Iowa fended off Wisconsin 62-57 at the Big Ten Tournament quarterfinals. The third-seeded Hawkeyes rallied from a 6-point halftime deficit behind Garza. Their all-time leading scorer dominated inside, making 10 of 15 field goals and 4 of 5 free throws. Iowa advanced to face third-ranked Illinois in Saturday's semifinals. Demetric Trice led Wisconsin with 19 points. The Badgers came into the tournament having lost 5 of 6. And Iowa, again, moving on to take on Illinois today. And that's the game we'll have for you here on KJN, here on the Hawkeye Radio Network. Pregame will start at 1:30 with tip-off at about 2:30 there for that semifinal contest for the Hawkeyes today. The Iowa women also successful yesterday as Monica Sinano scored 27 points. Caitlin Clark added 20 points and 11 assists as 6-seeded Iowa beat 7-seeded Michigan State 87-72 to advance to the Big Ten Tournament Championship game. The Hawkeyes will take on the top seed and number 7-ranked Maryland for the tourney title. Clark, the freshman who is the nation's leading scorer, had consecutive three-pointers to cap an 11-0 run for a 77-62 lead with 6 minutes remaining. McKenna Warnock added 17 points and 11 rebounds for Iowa. Nia Clowden scored 24 points, and Kendall Bostic added 13, and Maura Joyner 10 for the Spartans. And the Hawkeyes now advance there again to that championship game here today, and that is going to be set for about a 1:15 tip-off here later on today. Also, the Iowa State women came up just shy in their effort to advance to the Big 12 tournament in Kansas City. Kyra Lambert scored 23 points with 6 three-pointers, both career highs, and 5th-seeded Texas beat 4th-seeded Iowa State 84-82 in overtime, with Longhorn star Charlie Collier on the bench with 5 fouls in the Big 12 tournament quarterfinal. Ashley Chevalier opened overtime with a 3-pointer, and the Longhorns clung to that lead the rest of the way, making 8 of 10 free throws in the final 37 seconds. Joanne Allen Taylor scored 20 points with 9 assists. Collier had 17 points and 9 rebounds. Iowa State's Ashley Jones scored 28 points and grabbed 14 rebounds. Emily Ryan added 19 points there for the Cyclones as they come up just shy, and now they'll wait for the NCAA tournament. Also, another college basketball news on the tournament trail yesterday. Lots of strange things going on with COVID-19 as well. A pair of ranked teams got knocked out of conference tournaments due to COVID concerns. 11th-ranked Kansas had to drop out of Friday's Big 12 semifinal game against number 13 Texas, and 16th-rated Virginia was forced out of their ACC semifinal contest with Georgia Tech. It came a day after Duke had their season and knocked down because of COVID-19 issues, pulling out of the ACC quarterfinals there as well. The Jayhawks cite a positive test within the program, while the Cavaliers say a positive test, quarantining, and contact tracing led to the cancellation of their games. Both teams hope to be able to participate in the NCAA tournament, which will begin late next week. The cancellations allowed Georgia Tech and 15th-ranked Texas to advance to their conference title games. The Yellow Jackets will be playing there in that ACC title game, and the Longhorns will be taking on Oklahoma State. It'll be 12th-ranked Okie State and number 13 Texas in that Big 12 championship. The Cowboys advanced by handing 2nd-ranked Baylor their second loss of the season, 83-74. Cade Cunningham delivered 25 points and 8 rebounds for Oklahoma State, while Avery Anderson added 20 points there. And it'll be again, Texas and Okie State in that Big 12 tournament championship. At the Big 10, the Big 10 boasts four teams ranked in the top 10 of the AP poll. All four advanced to the conference tournament semifinals. Third-ranked Illinois had no problem with Rutgers as Io DeSumo scored 23 points in a 90-68 blowout. Mike Smith scored 18 points and set a Big Ten tournament record with 15 assists as fourth-ranked Michigan downed Maryland 79-66. Tempers flared when Wolverines coach Juwan Howard got into a verbal confrontation with Terrapins coach Mark Turgeon. Howard had to be restrained and was ejected after receiving two quick technical fouls. Also, we mentioned Iowa advancing there with their win over Wisconsin. And Seth Towns scored six of his season-high 12 points in overtime, helping number 9 Ohio State beat number 21 Purdue 87-78. Dwayne Washington Jr. scored 20 points, and E.J. Liddell added 17 for Ohio State, which led by 18 at halftime. And moving on to notes on the football front, the Iowa High School Athletic Association announced yesterday the new area football districts for the upcoming next two-year cycle, as the season will get started with the games being played for the first week of the season on Thursday, August 26. There's been a new class, Class 5A, added to break up some of the enrollment disparity at the largest school classes, so that has adjusted where teams may fall in different classes, and the qualifications for postseason will be different for the next couple of years as well. And of note from the area, the districts that have changed, Atlantic is now in Class 3A. They'll be in 3A District 6, along with ADM, Creston, Harlan, Knoxville, and Saydell. An 8-player, District 9 will be comprised of Bedford, East Mills, East Union, Fremont Mills, Griswold, Lenox, and Stanton. 8-player District 10 will be Audubon, Boyer Valley, Cam, Coon Rapids Baird, Exira EHK, West Harrison, and Woodbine. Class A District 7 will be HSTW, Earlham, Mount Air, Riverside, Sydney, Southwest Valley, and St. Albert. Class A District 8 is IKM Manning, Lawton Bronson, Logan Magnolia, Missouri Valley, Tri-Center, Westwood, and Woodbury Central. Class 1A District 7 will be ACGC, I-35, Nottoway Valley, Panorama, Van Meter, and West Central Valley. Class 1A District 8 will be Esack County, Kemper Catholic, Maple Valley, Trainer, Underwood, and West Monona. 2A District 8 will be Clarinda, Clark, Osceola, Des Moines Christian, Greene County, Red Oak, and Shenandoah. 4A District 6 will be Thomas Jefferson, along with Dallas Center Grimes, Des Moines Hoover, Glenwood, Lewis Central, and Winterset. 4A District 1 will be Denison Schleswig, along with Fort Dodge, Lamar, Spencer, Storm Lake, and Webster City. And in 5A, the Group 2 will be Dowling, Johnston, Waukee, Ames, Abraham Lincoln, and Sioux City North. To look at all those restructuring, you can take a look at all the details for the season and for each class by checking out our sports page there at KJAN.com. That's sports. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.